Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili.
Lagos, it's time for something I absolutely love on Hard Facts.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of...
And Balogun Street.
The maximum I would spend on fuel, so on throw, was 4,000.
On Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Businesses caught between the CBN governor and the state governors. We're continuing our coverage of the Naira redesign and note swap right here on the Realest Business Show on radio. On Balogun and Broad, we talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. Today's business hard fact is from Kano State. Kano Governor Abdullahi Ganduje says that the state will punish any business that refuses to accept the old Naira notes. Kano isn't the only state making this threat, or the only state government making this threat. During the big weekend on Monday, I told you that Zamfara and Katsina have made the same threat to businesses. I told you that in Sokoto, the police command has started arresting businesses that don't accept the old notes. But like I keep asking, do the businesses really have an option? On the big three today, I walked you through an example. Let's do it again. You own a filling station in Kano. You don't want Governor Ganduje's wahala. So you start accepting old notes. People buy all your fuel and pay you with old notes. It's now time for you to go and pay your money into the bank. Bank won't accept old notes. They're telling you, go to CBN office. Okay. You reach CBN office. Maybe they send you back to the bank, like in Lagos. Or maybe their portal has crashed, like in Port Harcourt. So now you're stuck with those notes. Now you want to buy more fuel for your filling station. Will the depot accept old notes? I'm wondering how many businesses will get stuck in that exact situation in Kano, Zamfara, Sokoto, and Katsina if they obey the governors and accept the old notes. Lagos hasn't given that same order, but I'm wondering if businesses here in Lagos are still accepting old notes. You heard on our news at 4 o'clock that some businesses are rejecting it. You heard a few callers call in and say, look, I'm a business owner and I'm rejecting it now. How are these businesses able to get those notes back into the system if they are accepting old notes? Get the notes back into the system so that the businesses can restock, so that the businesses can pay salaries and do everything that they need to do. Because banks are not accepting the old notes anymore. So how do you get that money back into the system so that you can do more business? Can businesses afford to accept the old notes given the position of the CBN and the banks? But at the same time, can they afford to reject the notes given the warnings from the same government? Well, some state governors. Some. It hasn't gotten to the south yet, but some of them. Are businesses being caught in a hard situation? Are they the grass that suffers when two elephants are fighting? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. And tell me how you think uncertainty about this policy is affecting businesses. If you were a business and your state governor orders you to keep accepting old notes, would you do it? I asked this question on the big three. I'm asking again. If you own a business, give me a call, tell me what business you own, and then let me know if the state governor, if someone who comes and says you must accept old notes, would you do it? Knowing that the CBN says old notes are no longer legal tender, knowing that the banks are not accepting the old notes anymore, and that when you reach CBN office in Lagos, they'll turn you back. CBN office in Port Harcourt, portal no they walk. 01465-7190 for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Kirillo, calling from Lagos.
Welcome.
The concern I have, it's been tiring and very disheartening for so many reasons. So, I'm a Uber driver.
Okay.
I've been driving Uber for quite some time.
Okay.
And I can tell you as a matter of fact, can you hear me?
Yes,
I can tell you for a matter of fact that for the past 3 weeks, I have about 27,000 naira with strangers that I just picked up randomly.
Oh.
Because they sent this money to me.
Mm-hmm.
I saw the receipt, but the money is not in my account.
Oh my.
Now, imagine me picking you at your house, your workplace.
Mm-hmm.
That the chances of me seeing you again is like 0.001%. I might not see you again till I would die.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to keep calling you every time,
mm-hmm.
telling you that, oh, madam, sorry. The money
never show.
See, a policeman can come to my house, I'm saying this with every fiber in me, by 2 a.m. and say, oh, open your door, we are looking for someone.
Mm.
I'm going to hit that policeman with a bat.
Ah.
Anything that has changed, government, whatever, I personally do not have confidence in it. I've stopped collecting old notes since February 5th, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Because I anticipated this state we have would actually happen.
Okay.
There is no clear plan for what we want to do. Because when you hear snakes swallowing billions of naira, and you hear a chief of army staff died in this country, no investigation, nothing, everybody's quiet. Now, that government will now come and tell me that, I should continue spending the notes. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. It's more or less like our parents are fighting. We children are just left on our own. Fend for yourself. It is sad.
It is. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hi, Sandra.
Hi.
This is Shade.
Shade with the PVC. Hey.
Wait, Sandra, before I talk to you, I want to do a special message to Governor Sanwo-Olu. Governor Ejo, please, do not follow your counterparts. Don't follow their method. It's not a working method. Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Working governor. I said that one.
Okay.
Coming back to this, Sandra, it's a sad thing, you know? So people will collect that money, can't deposit it.
Mm-hmm.
Then why would the governor, for me, I just think the governors that are doing it, it's soundbite, right?
Okay.
And short-sighted.
Okay.
Honestly, you can't blame them. They're trying to win re-election or election, whichever one it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will do anything to make them, you know, like, hey, we're working for our people. We feel the people pain. But they should do it in different ways. I feel like there are other things they can do to elevate the suffering of the people.
Mm-hmm.
If they sit down long enough to think about it, they could come up with better solutions than saying you want to punish another person that is in similar boat like everybody else. So, small man business that just wants to survive. So I helped my aunt at the supermarket she has, and I accidentally, it was accidentally took one of the notes yesterday.
Accidentally.
And they all looked at me like, I know, they looked at me like, man, don't come and help us again. Don't come. I said, it's just one 1,000 naira note now. How about you give it? And then because the people that sell food in the area, in Ikeja, some of them are still accepting the note.
Okay.
So they're like, okay, they'll just give someone to go use it to eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the survival. But that's little amount. When it becomes more, like now, I don't know, like the filling station at Biofuel Farm in Magiding Beach, they collected all notes yesterday, right?
Okay.
And I thought, okay, maybe because they're bigger, you know, it's mobile, right? They're big force.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe they have a way of, you know, sorting out their money, that it won't affect them, which is why they were accepting it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I hope you get out of this mess soon enough.
Have a good day. Thank you for calling, Shade. Thank you so much. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Auntie Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Actually,
Gozi Kwagi, but you're calling the number for women, eh? Call us back on your own number. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine, Sandra. How you doing?
You're calling our number for women. What's happening to the men today? Stop calling our number for women, please. Our number for women is 01465-7190. Your own number, if you're a man, 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
My name is Tina. I'm calling from Ijebode.
Welcome.
Welcome. And I'm a businesswoman as well.
Okay. What do you do?
Yesterday, I was still collecting the money. This morning, I went to the market. I spent the one that is in my hand. But this afternoon, after I heard Nigeria Info News by 12, I heard that this world, the discussion that they did not finalize. What they said, they said they extend the team till 22 before they announce it together. Now I decided not to collect anymore today.
Okay.
So the thing is really confusing. I don't even know what to do. I'm just sitting in the shop watching. Nobody's even coming to buy anything.
What do you
it's
sell?
Really hurting. It's really hurting, honestly.
What do you
I
sell?
I don't know what to do. I give my children transport to school. Okay. They came back. They did not spend the money. They said that the marijuana refused to collect the money.
Ooh.
So where are we going? I'm tired. I heard what my yesterday was crying, and I cried with him as well. That happened to me. It was joy during the time of joy. I cried. The man was crying like a baby.
Okay.
What is all this? My sister, God bless you.
Bless you as well. Thank you for calling, Tina. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Olumiwa. I'm calling from my desk.
Welcome, Olumiwa.
Well, on this issue, I've gotten enough enemy already from the friend that knows me because of my stand, and I didn't care.
What's your stand?
The government has told us to take all our old money to the bank for 3 months. But we are doing strong head. We refuse. The same government come back again and gave us another extra 7 days. Now we are looking for miracle from the court so that the court can defend our disobedience. There's a law in the country. The law has told you do this and give you another extra grace. We refused. And now we are blaming government. We are blaming everyone. Now, if the state governor now told me that I should be accepting money when they brought you to my office, the question I ask the governor is, will the governor collect something from me back? That is it. You see, this naira is very simple. If the government has told you that this old naira, they don't need it anymore. And if we try all our best to make all you this old naira, that means the new naira will not come out. And people will continue to collect new naira and keep it in their house and be spending the old one. So let the old naira go, then let's move on. How are we going to move on? Let's begin to ask questions. If you want to protest, let's protest. Let's not burn tire. Let's not burn bank. Let's just protest peacefully and say, give us new naira. If it is 200 naira and 200 naira, they will load on the ATM. Let's protest right. Not burning this money that or asking government to extend. Extend the what? You have 400,000 in your own. You have 1 million. You have 50,000. Why did you keep it at home? Instead of taking it to the bank, all this why? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Olumiwa. Always a pleasure to hear from you. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello?
Hello, I can hear you. Turn that radio off. What's your name? Okay.
What's Moses your name? From Mazamaza.
Welcome, Moses. Go ahead.
Yes. My sister. My sister, don't tire person.
Really?
Hello?
They hear you. They go. They talk. They go.
Nigeria don't tire us.
Okay.
Not going to help us buy government too.
Okay.
They don't tire everybody. From here now, we're there for business. I will not sell anything.
Which business do they do?
Huh?
Which business do they do?
Now food, we sell a restaurant.
You sell restaurant? Okay.
Restaurant and beer parlor, yes.
Okay. For where? Where you get the restaurant and beer parlor?
Mazamaza bus stop.
Okay.
For the park, here now, because no more customer for young shall grow them. Understand? Because when there is customer, people will patronize us. Nobody again. And our food, here now, where they sell. 700, 800, nobody they buy them again. People, they work out for 100 naira food, 50 naira food now. We don't have food where we cook, we don't spoil finish.
Sorry.
Food where we cook, we don't spoil finish. We here say collect. The other one say no collect.
which is person they rule out now, which is person they do
out. You know, they collect transfer. You know, they collect transfer. I mean, only cash, you know, one they collect.
Who they collect transfer? Who, how many people hold the phone when we go transfer?
Oh.
Yeah? How many people hold phone to transfer?
Oh.
Yeah? My sister, eh? Mm. People want to watch your life. People don't want to watch your people. You see that with them now, eh?
Mm.
You see that with them now.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will see waiting to see them now. They better do and make them die for this kind of life where they live. I don't tell you.
Moses, thank you for calling. I beg. Make people not kill themselves. I know say it rough. I know say it tight. But make we just try to find way. Mm? Government too, they also try to find way. Now make every day MFL they sit down with Buhari, they sit down, they talk. National what do they call them now? Economic Council. They sit down, they strategize, they liaise, they try to figure out how they could solve this problem. You Kwano, figure out if you get money for account, ask person, make it help you Google, make you find out which one be your bank USSD code. USSD now, for sometimes if you want to recharge your recharge card, you will put star something 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 ash. Most of the banks, they get their own. So if they use any bank way they use, person feed just help you Google them. They go Google them for you. They go Google waiting be my bank USSD code. So even if you no get smartphone, Android or iPhone, even if you no get those one, if you get just touchlight phone, you fit still use and do transfer. Just dial star something something hash. Different banks get different ones. So for my own bank, my bank they do star 909 hash. Some banks I know say their own are star. Okay, I don't know their own. You know, but just if you do small Google search, just do, as I talk now, if you no get phone where they browse, find person where get phone where they browse, tell and say, okay, help me search the USSD code. In fact, if you don't know it, as you call me now, if you won't know the USSD code of your bank, ask me, I go Google and for you, tell you on the phone, so that you feed the transfer. Because money no be only when you hold cash for hand. I know say cash easy pass. But as we day like this, how we go do now? We gas find way where we go take chop. We gas find way where we go take they buy things for market. Make we know for starve. You understand? So if you no get phone where fee do transfer, you no get mobile app, no worry. Most of the banks now, they get USSD. At least try that one small. See whether that one go work. Eh? So if you don't know your bank USSD and you don't get person around the way, if he ask, I beg my sister, help me and Google, help me and browse it. My brother, help me and browse it. Just call me. Tell me your bank. I go Google and for you. No. Sharp, sharp. Tell you the USSD for your bank. Abi, that one good, I think. Make we just try. Make we just support each other. It's hard for everyone. It's difficult for everyone. But we have to just be here for each other until we get through this. Or until the government changes its mind. Or until the government puts out more 100 naira notes in circulation. It's really, really difficult. It really is. And I wish I could do more than Google USSD codes for you. But if that's the one thing I can do, I'm going to do it for you. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening.
What's your name, sir?
My name is Olasukomi.
Olasukomi, welcome.
See this guy, you know you see we go through, and I need to be talk after the talk. Sandra, I did do transfer.
Okay.
Then they collect charges for my aunt. They go pay me, say, then they go buy market. Then they collect transfer. So they gas withdraw the money. And they no go use their own money. Withdraw the money. I won't go buy drugs. To be physically challenged, person. I get wife and two children.
Okay.
I go, I won't buy drugs. My money hang.
Okay.
Yeah, they use POS and POS for the farmers. And today I never see the money. I go see my guest, come on, I'm at the buyer. I come out. I won't do transfer. I will do transfer like 500 times. Money no go. They don't spoil my money for my account. They are 6 naira. USD code because my small phone.
Oh, yes.
It did bone my heart, it did pain me.
I understand.
Since yesterday, me and my family never eat. I don't get cash. And I need to take my drugs. As I did like this, I just wake up. I don't know if I will do. My wife go market, the small business which she did do.
Mm.
I told them to go come, me see on herself on killer. You find I'm hard before they collect the old notes from the hand, the gift. This guy, they tell us, once he do, once he. We won't go protest. The people will protest for answers and carry guns. So we kill and kill all of them. He said, we'll go protest. Let them kill all of us again. I'll be having one more do now. Which kind of protest they talk now? What did happen to this guy now? I don't recall since how many days when I don't recall, but my corner they go through the time. I swear.
Thank you for calling, and I'm really sorry that you're dealing with this. I do hope that you find some way to resolve the issues that you're having. And to be honest, like, the banks also need to get on this thing, man. You can't afford to be slacking right now. That's not, of course, to say that you are slacking, but whatever it is you're doing, you need to, like, multiply the effort by 1,000%, because I beg. We've got Femi from Dallas who says, if the Lagos State government says I should collect old notes, I won't accept it. As a matter of fact, I told my staff in Lagos to stop collecting the old notes. Our Nigerian government cannot be trusted, but if the American government asks me to do that, if the situation happens here in the United States, I will surely follow them. They've supported Nigerian businesses here immensely, and we can trust them. All right. Femi from Dallas with that message there. Fred says, how many banks have you seen promoting their e-banking platform, Seth? Since this new Naira design started, they're supposed to be hyped in getting customers on their platforms, but they don't even have confidence in their platforms. All right, Fred, thank you very much for your message. Sister Sandra, I am having a conflicted order from 2 or 3 days, buddy. Okay. I think because you sent that in a hurry, you made a few errors. So maybe look at that message again and resend it so that I can understand what you're trying to say to me, okay? Sandra, I hope Olumiwa is also aware that during these deadlines, banks were also paying with old notes. Kunle from Igondo with that message there. Lots of people sending me videos on WhatsApp, allegedly from CBN offices. I'm going to watch them when we come back from this particular break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts. Don't go away. When we come back, I'll keep taking your thoughts on how this Naira redesign, Naira swap situation is affecting your business. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And this segment is my favorite one on Hard Facts.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogu and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on through was 4,000.
On Balogu and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Godwin Emefiele says the Naira redesign is working because prices are coming down. He gave the example of the price of a ram. He says that it has dropped from 75,000 naira to 50,000 naira. He calls it a sign that inflation is reducing. But is that all that is happening here? Or are businesses so desperate for cash that they're slashing prices and taking losses? And what will the implications be? Are businesses going to shut down? Are they going to reduce their services? Those of you who own a business or who manage a business or who work in a business, are you cutting prices? Why are you cutting prices if you are? Do you think it's a sustainable way for you to do your business? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Sandra, I want to know the code of my bank.
Okay. What bank do you use?
I use Zenith Bank.
Zenith Bank. Okay. Hold on. I'm looking right now. Zenith Bank USSD code *966#.
*966#. You know what, Ebrod?
What?
You currently do not have access to this service. Please contact your bank for further assistance. Thank you.
So you can call your customer care and register, because you have to register.
No, I've registered already.
Okay.
I purposely call you to let you know, because for a long time, it's not working. Zenith Bank, this code is not working.
Have you called them?
If you call them for nothing, tomorrow they will not take call. When you get to the point they are supposed to take call, they will just drop it.
Have you tried to go to the bank?
I've been to the bank. They say they admit that it's not working.
Oh, hey.
So we are telling people it's like just wasting your time. USS code is not working.
Okay. But that's for Zenith Bank. Zenith Bank is one bank. There are several other banks. So for instance, the USSD code for my bank works.
You use UB or which one?
Stanbic IBTC.
I don't use that. UB itself is not working. Sometimes they will tell you it's your network provider. You know, yesterday.
Sometimes it's actually the network provider, not the bank.
What do we do? Almost all these people are dealing with us. Yesterday, MTN refused to work on my phone from afternoon to midnight. I could not call, I could not do anything. It's unfortunate.
It really is. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is John. I'm calling from Ogun State.
Welcome from Ogun State. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. About the old money and the new money. We did not see new money here.
In Ogun State?
We continue with the old money.
Okay.
But they are arresting people that reject the old money with police.
Oh, okay.
So everybody now sit tight and continue collecting it.
The old money?
Yes. Like yesterday, since about 5 days, I did not have one naira with me to buy something. So when I finally see POS that I have money yesterday, I withdraw 10,000. He collected 1,000. So when I went to pay the person I collected something from since 3 days, so if he rejected the old money that he's not collecting, that I should go and return the old money to the POS person. I tell my brother to keep it for me in the house. Why should I return it?
Okay.
I did not see new one to use since more than 5 days. I now see one collect. Say I should go and I tell my brother, go and keep it for me in the house. It's Nigeria money.
Okay.
So that is what I live on. So even the person that rejected started collecting, because you see that they have arrested somebody. So she started collecting it. So we are spending old money, continue here now.
Okay. What part of Ogun State is that?
Around the Kene, Ayekwe, Ishagam.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Sorry about that. But thanks for calling to share your story. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Godman is my name.
Godman, welcome.
All right. So I just want to say something. Now, look at the situation where there is no light, power supply, for people to use to charge their phone. So do you see the angles where all these problems can come from?
Okay.
Now, someone doesn't have enough power supply to charge his phone. Now, you're telling him, make transfer. What if the battery has not been able to charge this one? So because he can't do the transfer, he's going to starve, he will not be able to meet his needs. So look at all these things they've not put in place before they are bringing all these policies. There are many things they need to put in place to make life easy for people. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Godman. By the way, Godwin Emefiele says that POS agents cannot charge more than 200 naira for note swaps. Because we've heard that POS agents are charging very high commissions because they too are buying the new notes from somewhere. But MFLA is saying that they should not transfer those charges to us. He says that the POS agents are breaking the law. He says that the POS agents should take a loss and come to CBN for a refund. And I'm wondering how this is going to work, because this sounds in principle a lot like fuel subsidy. Because with fuel subsidy, the station must sell at pump price, no matter what the real price is. Then go to government, get the balance. But with fuel, you see all the corruption and fake transactions that we've had to deal with. And that's with fuel, which you can easily track. It can't be POS agents. Don't you think we'll have the same type of corruption? Or, on the other hand, will the POS agents be able to reach the CBN, or will they be posting them? Will CBN be posting them? Are there any POS agents who are listening at the moment? I want to talk to you. I want you to tell me how things are right now. If you run POS business, call me, talk to me. Are you getting a good supply of new notes? Are you having to buy the new notes? How much do they buy them? You get supply of new notes. You be POS agents. You get supply of new notes. Abi, you dey buy them. How much you dey buy them? You go fit stick to this 200 naira charge where MFLA dey talk, where they order you to do. You trust, say, CBN go refund you when you go meet CBN. Say, okay, you say, make a no charge pass like this. Oh, yeah, see how much you don't sell. Give me back my money where I lost, where I chop as loss. You trust, say, CBN go refund you. Last week, we talked about how nearly half the POS agents in the country may have shut down over Naira note scarcity. We heard that from the Association of Mobile Money and Bank Agents. And at the time, I remember asking you what steps the CBN could have taken to make sure that the banks are supplying POS agents with cash as a priority. Because POS agents are serving a vital role. We have to remember that. In this banking ecosystem, POS agents are ensuring that more people have access to cash. They make sure that there's cash at the bottom of the pyramid for those small transactions that it doesn't make sense to do electronically because of charges. My guy called me now, the guy that called and said he has two kids and a wife, and says he uses a feature phone. Are they called feature phones? Yes. The touchlight phone, you know, and he uses USSD. He called me. He said, 66 Naira on every transaction. It doesn't make sense for us as a family. But anyways, can POS agents comply with this 200 Naira cap on note swap charges? Can the CBN reliably refund them? The ones in your area, the POS agents in your area, are they still operating? I wish I had time to take a few more thoughts, a few more calls, but I've barely got 1 minute. Let me see if I have an ad. It doesn't look like I have an ad, so it looks like I have all the time in the world, though. Wait, though. Do I have all the time in the world? Let me see. Ooh, looks like I have time. Oh, yay, I don't know. I don't think I have time. Anyway, let's be talking. We'll see how it goes. If it cuts me off, it cuts me off. But let's take a few thoughts. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Dorothy.
Welcome, Dorothy.
Okay, I'm calling from Abidjan.
Okay.
Welcome. GRA, to be precise.
Okay.
I make this yogurt and I sell.
Okay.
I make yogurt and sell with Fura.
Okay.
But do you know that since this Naira issue, before I used to sell up to 50 pieces, but now, to sell 20 pieces, like today, I have no choice than to collect old currency, because last week I have to pour away almost 200 pieces of the yogurt that I make.
Oh, no.
But today, I have to collect the old Naira note. Even my husband was telling me that I should not go to the market. I said, will I drink up to 100 pieces that I have? I have to sell it. Some people with 100 Naira, 150, I'll just be pushing it out so that I'll just know that I don't have
just
this
sell
product.
It off.
Then, coming to POS now. To the extent I have to start this POS business.
Okay.
If you transfer, I give you cash. I'll tell you it's old note. In my area now, if you want to withdraw 2,000 Naira, new note 500. So you're going home with 1.5.
Okay.
If they have, but most people is just old note. And old note is normal 5,000 to 1,000. Then the new note, if you want to collect 5,000, you're going home with 3,000, which means they are collecting 2,000. For those that have it.
Goodness.
Because most people are hoarding it.
Now, what do you think about CBN saying, don't give us those charges, don't charge more than 200, come and meet
CBN? The problem is that nobody will obey it because everybody is buying cash. Before my press, yesterday afternoon, when I was still in the market, somebody bought 50,000 naira for 10,000 naira, old note. And today, the problem in the market today is that nobody, it's just few of us that, once you keep it, it's not as if there's light that will preserve this good thing. Maybe next week when the whole thing relaxes or something. No light. You have to push it out.
So you have to sell it to a man, and you're selling at a loss. Now, how are you getting the notes that you are dispensing as a POS agent? Is it the bank giving you, or are you having to buy?
The what I sell for the day. Like today, I have to push some of the old Naira notes.
Okay.
If you want to collect, I'll just add at 100 Naira, 1,100 Naira, 2,000. And it's just few people. I was able to pay two persons only because they are desperate. They want to go out. They don't have any cash on them.
Right.
There is no cash. No new Naira notes. Who will collect that? The only guy that is doing it, and he's selling a puff. So the one he realized from that business, the new note, he will sell it. If you want 500, 300 Naira, 400.
Okay. My God. My sister, thank you for calling to share with me. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How you doing? Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Chineyemwa calling back.
Welcome, Chineyemwa. Go ahead. Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. 99.3. Okay. Sorry about that. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Good evening. This is Collins.
Welcome, Collins.
I'm a POS agent calling from Ikorodu.
Okay.
And when I hear CBN saying POS agent shouldn't charge above 200, I don't know how they come about this calculation.
Are you a POS agent?
When you use 50,000, 10,000 to purchase 50,000, how then you will recover your losses?
Where do you purchase it from?
Most times you go to supermarkets, you go to filling stations.
Okay.
They give you this cash in exchange for money.
So you don't go to the bank?
When you get to the bank, you don't see cash. You visit so many ATMs and they're telling you can only withdraw 3,000 Naira per card.
So banks are not treating you guys as, or treating you specifically now, as a part of the system?
Banks do not even recognize it. Even the managers that usually talk to you before, now they tell you they don't even have cash to give to you. So that you also join the same queue at the ATM.